You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you and trust that you'll stay with us, for we're asking the Lord to make our broadcast a real blessing to you. West Virginia Trio singing for us, I'll Stand for Jesus. Certainly that is a great need in our nation and world today. With sin on every hand, evil and ungodliness everywhere, there is that great need for people who will stand up for truth and for right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. Thankful for each one in our congregation. We know that you see them, you love them, you care for them, and we're praying that you'll bless them even through this broadcast. May the Holy Spirit accompany it and make it a blessing to each listener. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempter's luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. Arm of strength to yield always strong and true, to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the demand for tolerance. I'm going to use as a text Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4, 5, and 6. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. The demand for tolerance. Tolerance means, in part, being tolerant of views, beliefs, practices of others that differ from one's own. Freedom from bigotry or prejudice. It has been said, all truth is but a fallible product of human reasoning. Thus, we must not say that our beliefs are better than those of others. We must not believe that Jesus is the only Savior of the world, the only way to God. That would be bigotry or intolerant. Many now say, no one has the right to say what is right and wrong. Those who stand for truth will be seen as intolerant and bigoted. Where there is no absolute standard, then there is no such thing as morality. I repeat, where there is no absolute standard, then there is no such thing as morality. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14 and the first part of verse 6. So there is a moral standard. There is such a thing as truth. And there is such a thing as knowing that you know the truth. And in knowing the truth, in standing for the truth, in living the truth, you are not bigoted and you are not being intolerant. The demise of justice. Evil men understand not judgment. So Proverbs chapter 28 and the first part of verse 5 says, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Micah chapter 6 and verse 8. Yes, there are things that God requires. And as they are used as our text, Ephesians chapter 4, there is one God. And he is Father of all and is above all and through all and in you all. So there is a God in heaven, as Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar so many years ago. And this God has made requirements of mankind. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So there is such a thing as justice. And we are told in the book of Ecclesiastes that we should hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. In the world in which we are living today, with the thought that is existing among people today, special interest groups and not truth is forcing their will on the people. Yes, they are forcing their will, even though it is vile, wicked, and ungodly. Special interest groups, not truth, is forcing their will on the people. They are forgetting the fact that there is a God in heaven, and he is the one that determines what man is to do and what man is not to do. And whatever God determines for man to do, that is right for man to do. And those things that are an abomination in the sight of God may be accepted by man, but they are not accepted by God. The loss of conviction. Someone said, tolerance is a virtue of a man without convictions. And I would ask the question, is that really a virtue? Tolerance is a virtue of a man without convictions? I would say there is a lack of virtue, and that is not a virtue. Tolerance is a virtue of a man without convictions? Well, that man is not really standing for what is right, and it is not a virtue, it is a weakness to anyone. A generation is arising that is unable and unwilling to defend the Christian faith. Any religion is to be accepted as equal to Christianity. And beloved, I am not among those who are willing to accept such reasoning or such thoughts. I believe there is no religion in this world equal to Christianity. Again, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And Peter said, there is no other name given under heaven among men, whereby we may be saved, except Jesus Christ. So Christianity stands above all other religions, and it is indeed the true religion, the pure religion that James spoke of. The Apostle Paul said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2. So we're going to have to say that Paul was very intolerant and he was bigoted. But I believe what the Apostle Paul said was the proper stand for every one of us to take. I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Now, faith must be a private thing, according to many and their thinking in the world today. If not, then you are intolerant. Faith must be private. Public expressions of faith are considered by many to be inappropriate. Someone said, If Christians move out of the church building and into society with their convictions, they will be seen as people who must be silenced. How many times has the ACLU or some similar group taken people to court to silence public activities involving Christianity? The governor of Texas, some time back, approved of a prayer meeting that was to be held in a stadium there in Texas. And here comes an atheistic group and takes him to court, accusing him of mixing politics with Christianity just because he approved of a prayer meeting. Does not the governor of the state of Texas have a right to his convictions? And does he not have a right to put his approval upon a prayer meeting? Just because he is governor doesn't change the fact that he is an individual and that he needs to have, and doubtless does have, convictions, and he needs to stand by his convictions. Someone said, if Christians move out of the church buildings and into society with their convictions, they will be seen as people who must be silenced. And that's exactly what they were trying to do with the governor of Texas and in many other instances where the ACLU is sticking their nose in places where they have no business. Yes, that's a conviction of mine, and I state it here on this broadcast today. Now, beloved, there is such a thing as truth, and it is the truth, according to Jesus, that makes us free. If you would be my disciples indeed, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Truth is the only thing that does make people free. Error will not make you free. Error will bind you in deception. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And Jesus was not talking about limiting your preaching or your teaching to a building called a church building. No, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, not a gospel, but the gospel to every creature. And that includes my congregation today. And I am endeavoring to bring to you the gospel which Paul said is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You know, people today are exalting nature above God. Why are they doing this? Well, we read in Romans chapter 1, verses 21, 22, and 23, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. That's Romans chapter 1, verses 21, 22, and 23. And we notice here, back in ancient times, when people knew God, they did not honor him as God, and the results was they turned away from the true God, they turned away from the truth, and they began to worship the creature more than the Creator. Even the corruptible things like birds and four-footed beasts, yes, people are worshiping those kind of things. I saw pictures of some people in India. They had gathered up a bunch of cobra snakes, and on a certain day they turned them loose, and they bowed before them, and they throwed things out for them to eat. Yes, that's because when they knew God, they did not honor him as God. And that's why we have what we call paganism today. Idol worship is because somewhere back in the past, people turned away from the true God and began to worship idols. Even the children of Israel, after God, through Moses, had led them out of the Egyptian bondage, and then God called Moses up on the mount for 40 days. The people said, as for this Moses, we don't know where he is or what's happened to him. And they asked Aaron, Moses' older brother, to make them a god. And he had them to take off their jewelry and melted it down and carved out of it a little golden calf. And you know what? They began to worship that little golden calf, and they said, this be the God that brought us out of the land of Egypt. Yes, that's recorded in the scriptures. They worshiped that golden calf and said that it was the God that brought them out of Egyptian bondage. How blind, how deceived people can be. But in the thinking of many today, we're supposed to let people go ahead and believe such deception as that, and we're not to tell them that they're wrong. No, we're not supposed to tell them that they are wrong. Would you believe it? I read just recently one Green Party activist is quoted as saying, she has more sympathy for a threatened insect species than for children dying of hunger in Africa. Let me read that again. Again, this is a quote. One Green Party activist is quoted as saying, she has more sympathy for a threatened insect species than for children dying of hunger in America. Here in our own nation, you can be put in prison for killing certain animals, but it is permissible to kill children. Yes, you can have an abortion and kill a child, and that's accepted. But to kill certain animals, you can be put in prison for doing so. So they're putting these animals, fowls and so forth, ahead of the lives of human beings. If that isn't idolatry, and if that isn't something that needs to be cried out against, I don't know what we need to cry out against. We need to realize the serious nature of change taking place in our culture, and we must be prepared for the increase of opposition. Jude said, we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, keeping in mind that Paul said we should speak the truth in love. Yes, we are to contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, and we need to do it in love and do it firmly, standing for truth and for right. This thing of supposed Christians killing doctors because they perform abortions, that is not Christian. And these people that have been going around harassing the people who are burying their dead ones who were killed in war in Iraq or Afghanistan, that is not Christian. A Christian does not hate anybody. And a Christian is not standing for truth and right whenever they take a gun and shoot someone. That is not Christian. The Bible teaches us, the Lord Jesus taught us, that we are to love our very enemies. He did teach us that we would be hated of all men because we stood for truth and for right, but we are not to hate in return. No, we are to return good for evil. And we are to show forth the Christian life by living it and by loving the Lord and by loving our brothers and our sisters in the Lord and by loving our very enemies. We need to say, I realize that the seriousness of the situation today that is taking place in our culture, we must be prepared for increased opposition. But nevertheless, we must stand for truth and for right, earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, but doing it in a spirit of love. Heavenly Father, We pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the Scriptures and to the truth that we have brought to them today. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have not endeavored to criticize or to find fault with people today. We have endeavored to bring you a message, for the demand for tolerance today would do away with the truth of the gospel. But we who know the Lord must stand firm and steadfast for it. Now, if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you would let us know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. I would remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can listen to other Way of Truth radio broadcasts if you have missed some, and you may join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and of course, that is Eastern Time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in the station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching.
Hallelujah, his
day is marching on. He has sounded forth a trumpet that shall never sound retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, our God is marching.